Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The Shostakovich Quartet performing the Glazunov Cello Quintet in A Major in the background. This piece will be performed this Saturday evening at 7:30 by the Ataka Quartet, two of whose members are with me in the studio this morning, Keiko Tokunaga.
Yes.
And Luke Fleming is here. Good morning. And also Zuul Bailey, the artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, is here. Good morning, Zuul.
Good morning.
And I'm glad to finally see you guys and to get the goods on how to pronounce the Ataka Quartet, because we've been tossing it around every which way here at the station, but you guys are finally here to settle it. Luke, it is Ataka.
Yes.
And there's an interesting... Tell us about the name Ataka.
Well, first of all, pretty much every way that you've tossed it around trying to figure it out is probably something we've got at one point or another. It's usually mispronounced. It's an Italian term found in music that tells you to go on from one movement to the next without taking a pause. If you've ever been to a classical music concert, you know that a lot of pieces we play have more than one movement, that there's a break in the middle. It just means that there's no break between the movements. But the literal meaning of the word is attached, which in a string quartet we inevitably are, because we travel together, we eat together, we rehearse all the time, and we are, for better or for worse, like a little family. So there's the double meaning with the word.
Yeah, and the irony must not be lost on you. You all were together at Juilliard,
right? Yes.
And Keiko, at some point in your career as a developing artist, you must have to decide whether you're going to connect yourselves with other artists and play in an ensemble, or go solo, or go with an orchestra. And you guys decided to connect, and you sort of labeled yourself.
Yeah, we all started as students at Juilliard. That's where we actually met. And we started out the quartet as a part of the requirement for string players. But it turns out we clicked, and we decided that we want to do this for profession.
Okay. And the other members of the quartet are Amy Schroeder and Andrew Yee.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be bringing in for the quintet Zuul and Kevin
Hekmapana.
And I'll only be joining them for the Kuparan. Well, we have actually a very interesting collection of individuals for the Kuparan that'll start the show. So it'll be the Kuparan pieces in concert for cello and ensemble, which will be led by myself. And then we'll have the Dvorak American String Quartet, which is, Keiko has informed me, is probably one of the most renowned pieces in existence for chamber music, especially
probably.
For quartets. Everyone knows that one, to celebrate the end of our festival, as well as, of course, the 4th of July week. And then the Glazunov Cello Quintet, which Kevin Hekmapana will be joining.
Okay.
The Ataka String Quartet.
Yeah, the Dvorak, people are going to recognize that. I was listening to it a little bit this morning. It's incredibly beautiful, and it's appropriate around the 4th of July, because he wrote it on a trip to the United States, and these kind of tributes are more meaningful at this time of year. So, anyway, I wanted to ask you guys how you're enjoying Sitka. How's your trip been so far?
It's been wonderful. We got here and it didn't stop raining for the first week or so, but that didn't detract from the enjoyment of the town. It's got a real simplicity and beauty to it, and though we've been busy rehearsing a lot, we have, especially in more recent days, had a chance to go out and do some fun things and experience the things that this area has to offer. I mean, none of us have ever been to Alaska before. Yesterday we went on aquatic adventures.
With Ryan Kaufman.
Yeah.
And that was fun. We saw some sea otters, and we've been hiking. And before I leave, I'm going to try to get out and go fishing, too. I really want to do that. But it's been a really great experience being here.
Okay.
It's interesting. Some of the artists who've already left here, that we mentioned the rain at first when they first got here too, and the cool temperatures. And they went back to the East Coast to the 105-degree temperature and dry heat or the humidity, and they said they would welcome anybody, anything with rain at this point, because there's just sweltering heat on the East Coast. So it's very magical here.
Yeah, it has. And the weather, since you first came, Zuhal, since our first interview as part of this series, really been kind of a dramatic turnabout. I mean, it's still kind of cloudy and a little bit cool, but it's not sort of the we were having a very delayed spring, it seems.
I think it's been great variety. That's key. But what's interesting is that almost every time there's been an arrival day with the new artists, it's been a beautiful day. So it kind of gives them the idea that this is the way it can be, and then we go back to the gloom and doom, and then we come back out with the sun and go fishing again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is fantastic. I think it affects all of us. Keiko, does the environment influence your performance or the way you feel about the music at all?
Sometimes when the humidity is too much, our arms start to hurt. But otherwise, being in a beautiful environment with clean air and a lot of, you know, greens, it just inspires, at least me, I don't know about the others, to have refreshing thoughts about music.
Yeah,
and
Luke, do you have any sense of the atmosphere enter into your performance at all?
Absolutely. Especially for people who play music as much as we do and rehearse as often as we do, the state of mind that we're in can't help but influence the kind of music making we have. So if we're in a great mood and enjoying life, we're going to have that approach to making music. And if you're having a bad day, it's going to take a lot of extra effort to make music beautifully and work well with your colleagues.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, is it possible when you're playing together, and you've been doing it now since 2006, right?
Well, the group was formed in 2003, so we're about to enter our 10th season.
All right. Is it possible for three of you to bring somebody up who is having a low day, or does one person having an emotional low or something tend to bring you all down? How does it work?
There's a little bit of both, but I'd say that as a quartet, we maybe are a little chummier than a lot of other groups. There, it's tricky to keep that professional distance you want to have with people you work with every day, and it, as the nature of the work, almost continually criticize or at least critique when you're rehearsing. But I think that we help each other out a lot when we're down.
Okay.
We're all we're a tight-knit group. We're very good friends, all of us.
All right. I think you might have been having fun because I checked your blog, and you haven't blogged anything since Japan. So that must mean you're too busy doing other things.
No, we're just a little too lazy about updating our blogs. We'll work on it.
All right, Zuhal, I wanted to ask you about if you think you've accomplished what you hope to achieve by bringing in ensembles this year. Last time we spoke, you talked about the integrity of the music and the dynamic of the performance. Are you seeing that on stage?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, one can dream as high as they know possible. And when I put this idea together for the summer, not only in the length, but also in working with the Fine Arts Camp and also bringing in formed ensembles in some cases and having the kind of variety that one can have with a 5-6 week festival, I had extremely high hopes. I had more a vibe in mind, how we would infiltrate the community and inspire over a consistently longer period. And of course, the first goal would be to have the greatest music possible. If that's not there, then everything else falls apart. And to be very honest, I wouldn't change anything at this point. I look back even in my fatigued state of hosting and playing for 5 or 6 weeks now, and I'm thrilled. The everyone's playing better than I had hoped, meaning that I'm learning about their styles and to see the audiences, welcome the new music as well as the new faces, and to see friends of mine meet and work together and play together. For instance, Kevin Hekmapana joining the group for the Glazunov, or Kurt Nikkanen and myself joining the Cypress String Quartet. it's been terrific. So I at the end of this festival, the board and a lot of people that I trust here in the community, we'll get together and have a debriefing and talk about how we can even go further from this point for next summer and summers to come. So, okay. Does that answer your question?
I think it sounds like
it's usually at this point positive. People are complaining because they're tired, and I think people are more just exhilarated by the fact that they don't want it to end.
Right. Luke and Keiko, this festival kind of has a reputation for pairing up people, or you're bringing in your cellists and into your quartet, the kinds of things that sort of happen not exactly spontaneously, but sort of planned spontaneity, the kind of thing that may not happen elsewhere. Has it been successful on your end too?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely, this collaboration is definitely something we look forward to all year. And it's always great to meet new people, and we have been lucky with all the musicians that we've collaborated with so far here.
Yeah, all right. Luke?
Oh, same. Absolutely. Okay. She's at it.
All right. We're just about out of time, but talk about collaboration. You're going very deep.
Well, this year. Is just before we stop, I wanted to mention that Saturday's our last concert.
Yeah.
And the pre-concert lecture starts at 6:45. The show itself starts at 7:30 at Centennial Hall. To change things up and to also kind of put a very large statement out there of what we've been trying to do this summer, we are starting the show with a piece by Couperin, and it's for ensemble, and we extended the festival this year to incorporate educational influences, appearances with the Fine Arts Camp. And so we have chosen a select few members of the Fine Arts Camp, which include counselors and students, to represent kind of a hand-holding. And so they'll be joining us on stage in our final concert for two pieces. And it should be really, really exciting, because not only do the younger people get to see what we do, but they get to join us for rehearsals as well as the concert. And then everyone in the audience, of course, can share it with us.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. You know, they do the same sort of thing happens at Jazz Fest, where you get kids out there on stage with the professionals, and the sum really is greater than the sum of its parts, mm-hmm. I guess, and it's a fantastic experience for the audience as well. So I salute you guys for being willing to do that. It's going to be 7:30 this Saturday. It's the final concert of the 2012 Sitka Summer Music Festival season. Tomorrow or today. Noon today. There's a
box lunch today at noon, and then Saturday is what we're actually calling it encore, because it's our official last concert and the only one in the evening this week.
All right, SitkaMusicFestival.org is the place to go for more information and tickets. Keiko Tokunaga is a violinist with the Ataka Quartet. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very
this
much.
Morning. Luke Fleming is the violist. Thank you, Luke, for coming in.
And pleasure.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay, and I hope you get that fish.
I hope so, too.
And Zul Bailey is the artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Thanks, as always, Zul.
Thanks, Robert, for a great summer.